Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code COLLEGEDRAFT to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Yourself a cold one.
They strike them, huh?
And listen to Ross Tucker break down the top college prospects on another tasty edition of The College Draft.
Yeah, it is Daddy Soda time here on the College Draft podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings. I can't believe it. I mean, I can't believe that we actually are going to have Emory Hunt pick a few actual college games that count in the standings and rankings and everything this week. We've got several of them, week zero, including a game I'll be calling, which is Hawaii at Vanderbilt. It's that time. You guys know how I feel about this show. Pretty cool. It's three podcasts in one. We talk about the best players in college football in the biggest games. We pick the spread and the team that Emory thinks is going to cover the spread or not, which is awesome. So it's a college football podcast, NFL draft podcast, and a college football betting podcast. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on social. I think most of you know that. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. You can always check this show out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. We still need to get to some linebackers and DBs Emory is high on. Maybe get a preseason thought or two if we have time at the end. Emory, of course, is the great Emory Hunt. Check him out on social media at FBallGamePlan on Twitter, FootballGamePlan on YouTube. Not too late with one more preseason game left to get last year's draft guide, footballgameplan.com/2023draft guide. But honestly, if you listen to the show or watch us on YouTube, how do you not get the draft guide? Footballgameplan.com/2024draft guide. Emory's so well known now that his University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, not only do they bring him back to talk to the team, they give him awesome free polo, I'm assuming, that he's wearing right now on the show. Hello, Emory.
Good morning, Ross. All kind of free swag going back and visit, man. It was 24 years to the day I reported to camp, and 20 years ago I graduated from UL. So going back was just a phenomenal experience. Totally unrecognizable, university and also athletic department, indoor facility, all kind of stuff. That team meeting room didn't exist when I was there. So it's just cool to see the upgrades. And I'm glad to see not only where the football program is going, but just seeing how baseball looks now and our women's basketball team and men's basketball team. It was great to get back down to Cajun country.
Well, let's start with one of your Raging Cajuns. When we talk about the linebackers, Casey Osai.
And his brother, you know the last name, played for Texas. So KC is one that no one's talking about right now that looks the part, plays the part. He's set up for a phenomenal season as a backer, tremendous explosiveness and quickness, has those quick twitch muscles that you like to see. You're going to hear a lot of people talk about him as the season goes on. I'm excited to see him play this year for the Cajuns.
What about Easton Gibbs at Wyoming? I feel like Wyoming has a good linebacker every year now. What's the deal with that?
That's what I was going to say. It feels like they have quietly become a linebacker factory. Because and they know how to recruit certain linebackers. Because the last couple of ones we've talked about, Logan Wilson. Then you had the one last year. His name slips my mind. Oh, Chad Muma. And now you have this guy, Gibbs, and athletic, sideline to sideline, able to play in space comfortably, good blitzer. You got to give Coach Craig Bohl credit for not only identifying the right types of guys at backer, but getting these guys developed to where they've turned into prospects. So big fan of him as well, too. Again, another one of these run and chase backers with athleticism at the second level for Wyoming.
What about Ty French from Gardner-Webb? We don't talk about Gardner-Webb a whole lot here on the show.
Yeah, listen, Coach Lamb does a great job. Young coach down there, fantastic job with that program. I've called a couple of their games when they played Monmouth, when Monmouth was in the Big South, and I had a Gardner-Webb Monmouth game. And French was someone that just kind of flashed. He's more of that edge rusher for them, an undersized guy, about 6'1", 245. Probably going to be end up being a Sam backer at the next level, but his pass rushing ability and ability to close on a quarterback is super impressive. So undersized DN at the FCS level, but projecting him forward, he's probably a strong side backer as a pro.
Let's get to some of the DBs as well, Emery, because you got some more well-known names here, and nobody has a more well-known name probably in college football this year than Alabama corner Kool-Aid McKinstry. Just an unbelievable name. Unbelievable. What about his game?
Top three name, man, easily in college football, in sports, honestly. But Kool-Aid McKinstry is someone that a lot of times people get just rubber stamp Bama cornerbacks and they get in trouble that way because not every Bama cornerback is the same. But this guy is pretty doggone good for a Bama cornerback in terms of how fluid he is, how he plays the ball. Now, it may not end up in interceptions, but you're active around the ball a lot, so he breaks up a lot of passes. I like how physical he is, has that dog in him, can, you know, play off coverage, can play press. So he can do a lot of different things, can play on either side. So I'm a big fan of his game and how complete it is and how athletic he is. I think he's primed for another big season. Could end up, obviously, he's going to end up in the first round, in my opinion.
What about Kalen King from Penn State? He's a guy I've watched since his junior high school. He's not like, you know, one of these 6'2", 6'3 guys. I don't even know if he's a blazer, but he's just good, man. I mean, he just has it figured out.
You know, he reminds me of Quandre Diggs and how he plays. You could trust him on the outside and he'll be fine. You could even, you know, make a case for him being a tremendous slot corner because of how active he is with his press skills and how he's able to mirror and match with receivers, use his long arms for someone that's only 5'11". He's very active in the run game, isn't afraid to run up and make a tackle, good blitzer off the corner. Like you said, he's just a good football player. And these are the type of guys that you want on your team because they end up making you right as a coach. There's never a bad situation that he can find himself in. And he may not check all the measurables that people want, the ideal height, weight, speed, or whatever. Every time I look up, he's making plays. He's consistent. Again, just one of many reasons why I'm high on Penn State going into this season.
Yeah, he's confident for sure, and he plays that way. His senior video in high school, he really took them. I mean, he was good since he was a true freshman, since he stepped on campus at Penn State. Couple other corners to get to. Alex Washington from Boston College. Can't remember the last time BC had a corner we were talking about.
Well, they had to borrow one from Cambridge. That's why I have him on here, because he was outstanding at Harvard. And, me as the flag bearer for the small college guy, you play in the Ivy League, I kind of want to see these guys stay. But I understood why he left because, again, if you have the opportunity to go, then, you know, you take that opportunity. But he was outstanding for Harvard. Good press skills, good instincts, patient in his approach, doesn't get – entertained by what's going on in the backfield, keeps his eyes on his luggage, all those good things that you want to see. Washington is going to star at Boston College. And a lot of people will talk about him now as he's a Boston College corner, but they should have been talking about him the last couple of seasons as a Crimson.
Last but not least, what about Zy Alexander, Emery, from LSU?
Another guy that LSU fans are starting to become familiar with because he's been outstanding during camp, but he was a Southeastern Louisiana guy, FCS guy, transferred up to LSU, and this has been a theme for LSU. We saw them get Mekhi Gardner from my University of Louisiana a couple years ago, go out there and start, and now they're getting Zy Alexander from another Louisiana program, and this one, to me, great ball skills, great instincts. He is going to be outstanding week one against Florida State. We talk about Wyoming and Coach Bowl and what he's been able to do with linebackers. Quiet as kept, Coach Selfo at Southeast Louisiana has done a phenomenal job developing defensive backs. Philando Jordan is someone that played in the XFL this past season, was another outstanding corner that had a nice little buzz around him in the All-Star Game circuit. Zy Alexander is another tremendous Southeastern Louisiana defensive back that just seems to find their way in that program, and Coach Selfo does a great job coaching him up. Now he's going to be in LSU's secondary, help eases the loss of some of those guys they lost in the draft. Keep an eye out for Zy Alexander this season.
You know, on the one hand, Emery, I feel bad for these FCS and Group of Five coaches that identify these kids, you know, evaluate them, develop them, make them these really good players, only to see them go to a Power Five or an FBS school. You know, it's like they're almost the minor leagues, and the guys are getting promoted. The flip side is, for the most part, all these coaches would do the same thing. If they had the opportunity to go from being linebacker coach at FCS to linebacker coach Power Five, they would do it. So it's kind of hard for them to complain. It's just something I guess we need to get used to.
Right, because we kind of want to see, we like the story that we like to tell that, hey, man, you can go anywhere in the league, we'll find you, which is true. But you like to see these stories, these players come from those places to try to get into the high school prospect mind. Like, man, I can really go to Harvard or I can go to Southeastern Louisiana and ball out. I don't have to have the Power Five or bust mentality. But it's hard now to sell that, hey, man, you can go anywhere, when all you see is guys making moves to go up to Power Five. So if you're the high school prospect and you're deciding between, you know, FCS, a G5 offer or a Power Five offer, I got to wait for the Power Five offer because I don't want to go here because I won't get seen, which is not true. But it's hard to combat that narrative when you constantly see guys break their necks to go from wherever they are starring to go somewhere else just because it has a Power Five tag on it.
First week, Emery, you can go to college games and check them out. Maybe you can come to the stadium they're building there or renovating in Nashville. Believe it or not, I'm not working the Eagles game Thursday night because it's on Amazon Prime. I might go. I might take my wife and daughters because I never get a chance to take them to a game. So I might go. The best way to do it is the Game Time app. You guys know I'm a huge fan of the Game Time app, huge fan of preseason games. The Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Love that you get images of your seat before you buy it so you know exactly what to expect. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DRAFT for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DRAFT for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live, only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, so Emery, we have, like 8 games this weekend maybe? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe? Yeah, 7 games this weekend. And there's some good ones that are involved in. The first one, 2:30 on Saturday. Navy against Notre Dame. Sam Hartman making his Fighting Irish debut. I don't know if it's out there officially how much money he got NIL for this 1 year, but I think I know, and it's a lot, and good for him. And they're taking on Navy, who has a new coach for the first time in a long time. I think it's an advantage, Emery, for the Irish that they've basically had all camp to be able to prepare for Navy's option as opposed to playing them like week 4 or week 6.
That's the best way to describe it, Ross. If you're going to play a triple option team, play them week 1 or week 0. That way you have all spring, all summer, fall camp to get prepared for. You have a better chance to really contain it. Yeah, it won't stop it completely, but you'll contain it. And with Notre Dame, the reason why I'm laying these points with Notre Dame is the fact that, one, they had all spring, summer to deal with the triple option. We know Navy's not going to bust out with an air raid passing attack, even though Ken Niumatalolo is not there. We know they're going to stick with the option. And we're going to see Navy be better this year, I believe, just because of a lot of youth they played last year. I think they'll have some success this year, not because of a coaching change, but because guys are experiencing and are playing more. But Notre Dame, getting Sam Hartman was crucial because he's someone that has experience, high-level experience, a very good quarterback, and their defense should be better, even better this year, I believe. They'll be able to run the football. Now they have that complement of a passing game. Yes, they're breaking in a new OC, but I like the components here enough to where I can trust him to cover this spread.
I would probably go the other way and take the points with Navy, but we'll see. I do think Hartman's really good. I kind of love what I've heard from some of the Navy coaches. They're talking about a player that lives near me, and every other school, Emery, said, you got to come to camp. We got to see you at camp. You got to come to camp. We got to see you at camp. Navy said to him, we don't need to see you at camp. Just send us your video from your first couple games. We just want to see you killing people. Like, that is awesome. That tells me Navy is leaning into and embracing sort of that mindset, which I really, really like. What about the next big one, Emery? What about the game I'll be at? Right now, Bandy is laying 17 against Hawaii.
Vandy has a good quarterback. I like their quarterback. They had two good ones last year, but this one they have now, the one that stayed.
True freshman last year, yeah.
Exactly. He's really good, too, and that gives him a shot, man. And Vandy's been talking some stuff, man. You saw one person gave them a first-place vote in SEC Media Day. I was like, wow, out the east. I'm like, that's impressive for Vandy. Now, Vandy Stadium is still under construction. Timing is not needed out there, but Hawaii still has a lot of turmoil going on in terms of, yes, things have settled down. Last year was really the upheaval season, but this year, making that long trip out there, I'm not a big home or away guy, but last year Vandy had to make that trip out there. This time Hawaii comes out east. I'm laying these points with Vandy. I feel like Vandy's quarterback situation trumps whatever's going on in Hawaii, so I'm going to take the Commodores to cover again.
Well, I certainly, first of all, hope that Hawaii is better than they were last year under Timmy Chang. You're right, with all the turmoil. Now I hope Timmy has had a full off season to kind of try to get the team a little bit more the way he wants them to be. Because it was fun when Hawaii had Timmy Chang and Colt Brennan and all these guys throwing the ball all over the place, winning a bunch of games. Hawaii had played a fun brand of football there for a while. And Vandy, I mean, the stats, Emery, for what they did last year, I mean, their first Power 5 win in like 28 games, their first SEC win in like 26 games, they absolutely have the arrow pointed up there in Nashville. And it's funny, I've seen some pictures. I just hope all I care about is the press box. I hope the press box is okay. But both end zones are like totally gutted. And I guess they knew this would be the case, but I don't know. It'll be an interesting environment, that is for sure. So Emery likes to lay points more than most people do. He's laying the 20.5 with Notre Dame, laying the 17 with Vandy. What about USC San Jose State? 30.5. By the way, I should have given the total. The total for Navy Notre Dame is 50.5. Total for Hawaii Vandy's 55.5. San Jose State USC, 64.5. And the Trojans, Emery, are laying 30.5 big ones.
Six. So they're expecting a supreme blowout. Now, here's the thing with USC. Which defense will you see this season? They have to be better than they were last year. We know Caleb Williams and the offense will make things happen. Actually, they should be able to run the ball significantly better this year. They have some outstanding tailbacks in tow. Williams, reigning Heisman Trophy winner. I like San Jose State's quarterback, Siobhan Cordero.
Cordero's good. He can run. He's a
real good quarterback, right? So he's going to give them a chance. But they lost a lot in terms of, like, skill
Fajoco.
Players. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They lost. Fajoco was making plays. Like, as soon as you turn on the tape, you try to give people 25 plays. Play one, he's making a play. Play two, he's making a play. He's closing out series. So that's a big piece of their defense they're missing. Offensively, they lose some receivers. But, you know, Cordero is a really good quarterback, you know, and he's going to give them a chance. This is a tough one, but I will lay these 30.5 big ones with USC. I feel like we'll see a much more inspired USC defense. And even at this juncture of the season, week zero, because of the nature of what we're going to see around college football this year in terms of at least 8 legit teams that can make the playoffs, style points matter. So I'm laying these points with USC reluctantly because I'm a San Jose State guy. Yeah, I like to see. I love seeing that program turn around. Remember, we grew up with San Jose State was garbage, you know, and now they've been a consistent bowl team. They've been winning a lot. Their coach, I think Bohannon, does a fantastic job out there. So, this is a tough matchup for them because they've run up against the reigning Heisman Trophy winner in Caleb Williams. USC having to win with style points. You know, you got to stay in the top 8 to have a shot. So I think they can cover the spread here.
You have waited all year. The time has finally arrived. College football is back. The traditions, the tailgates, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. We just went over some of the games, the lines. We got new states up and running. Kick off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code Ross. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Ross.
And that's Brennan, the coach at Bohannon is the coach at Kennesaw State.
Yeah, Brennan, right? Brian Brennan?
Yeah.
All right. Emery, got a couple minutes left. Wanted to get your thoughts on some of the preseason games again. And we actually talked about this on today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I had Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus on. But how about some of these mid to late round quarterbacks, Emery, and how good they're looking? DTR, Aiden O'Connell, Tanner McKee. I mean, these guys are looking better than the guys that were the first 3 picks.
There's a couple of things. One, experience matters. Like, think about the amount of games these dudes played, right? A lot of these guys were fifth year, sixth year guys. You know, DTR was, I felt like he turned on the lights at UCLA. Same with O'Connell at Purdue. Feel like he's been there for a while, even though he walked on there. He was at another school prior to coming to Purdue. McKee feels like he's been there a while, you know, but played a lot of football. So experience matters, especially when you're dealing with back end of the roster in these preseason games. But also, you don't want to overrate what you're watching in the preseason, because we know anyone can have a great game. Now, we've seen all three of these quarterbacks stack good games back to back to back. And because, again, we say don't overrate the preseason, but you can take stuff from the preseason. You like how these guys compete and how they play. So you can't knock them for playing well. You can only do with the reps that you're given, right? And if you're playing well with these reps, then you're playing well with those reps. So I can understand both schools of thought. But I do feel like because these quarterbacks have played a lot of football, nothing that they're seeing right now in the preseason, as vanilla as it is, surprises them, because they've been under the bright lights. They've played a lot of big games in big-time conferences. And so I'm glad they're getting their just due. But it also shows you, too, something that we always talk about on this show. There's good quarterbacks everywhere. There's good players everywhere. At, you know, so not everybody can go in the first round. You only get 32 picks in the first round. Everybody can't go in the first round. Everybody can't go in the first seven rounds. Some people is going to go undrafted. So don't. So I hate. I said all that to say. I hate when people say it is. There's not that many good quarterbacks. There's, you know, not that many offensive linemen. There's. They would lead you to believe that there's only 64 good players in the country. Period. And we know that not to be the case, and we're seeing it manifest itself out there in the preseason. And the thing is, when guys continue to play, the continuity gets, you know, much more cohesive. The timing gets tighter. Everything gets better. So, yes, as these guys – that's why I love seeing those guys play a lot of – especially O'Connell playing damn near the whole game. And DTR playing a lot of the game. We saw Willis play the whole game. So, when you see these young quarterbacks just keep playing and getting better, getting more reps, Trey Lance, the more he played, he got better. So, don't knock the preseason. Don't knock these players that are performing well. And just make sure you just, you know – understand that the world is bigger than the SEC and also the Big Ten, period.
Well said, Emery. The keg is kicked. We are all tapped out.
Thanks for tuning in to College Draft. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and Fantasy Feast, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.